Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Ever heard of a popcorn-driven robot? This week on Meat and Three, we're bringing you stories about the intersection of food and tech.
We're interested in building swarms of many cheap, small robots and powering them and driving them forward with as little effort and as little energy as possible.
We cover tech by land.
Imagine if you could cut fresh microgreens onto your salad and eat it while the greens are still fresh and nutritious and delicious and alive. That dream is real.
We cover tech by sea.
We're building software-based business services to help shellfish growers manage and grow their business.
And we cover tech in the social media stratosphere.
So it's not really necessarily an indictment on food media or for media consumption at all. It's really, it's how the robots decided that they were going to weight human interaction.
Tune in and get techie this week on Meat and Three, available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday morning, I got the Bushwick Blues. Mike Edison back with Pizza Rambo Arts and Seizures on what is the next to the next to last show. Did I get that right?
Don't say it. Don't tell me that.
Episode number 248. Everybody knows by now, number 250 is going to be our swan song, August 12th, and we are throwing the shindig of the summer right here at Roberta's.
You're kidding.
In the garden.
Am I invited?
Pete, you are the star.
What?
I'm the star.
You're the star.
Oh, boy.
That's right. So by popular demand, we're stopping.
yes.
All right, but 250, come on, August 12th. Please come join us here at Roberta's in the Garden. We're bringing Sharky and the Count and our band of ringers out to play blues in the garden. There's pizza and beer for everybody.
In the heart of Bushwick.
In the heart of Bushwick. Deep in the heart of Bushwick.
Meet me at the corner of Bogart and Moore. Deep in the heart of Bushwick. A song on our lips.
Well,
music
the
in our
marijuana
hearts.
Smoke will make you choke. Deep in the heart of Bushwick.
And there's pizza too for me and you.
Deep in the heart of Bushwick. It's nice, 248 shows later, we're actually writing some original material.
We are. We're going to present some original blues.
Yeah. So you got a new song, right?
I do. I got something to show you.
All right, that's cool. But you know what I'm feeling today, Pete? I'm feeling a little churchy today.
About time. So am I, actually.
All right, so maybe we just like twirl some gospel.
Let's do it.
This is it. This is our next to last live show. Next week we're
I'll drink to that.
Deep in the woods of North Ontario.
Ah, yes. You're going to cottage country, right?
You know, okay, here's a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone knows the Neil Young song, You know, there is a town in North Ontario. Do you know what the second line is? Because I have no fucking idea. And I asked, and no one
Canadians
I know.
Canadians should know.
No one knows it.
Well, you're going up there.
No one knows the second line of the song.
You're going up there, and you're going to find out. And I'm going to tell you something. All of our Canadian listeners are very happy. Go up there and see Mike Edison in Cottage Country. I recommend
Canada.
The cheese. The cottage cheese. Really, you got to try it.
I've had Bordeaux in Bordeaux. I'll eat the cottage cheese in the cottage.
And some Canadian whiskey, really. Get some Three Feathers up there. You'll be...
I actually listened to the band Europe in Europe. What was their song, The Final Solution? I didn't recognize, and someone sort of said that. And I like Richard Meltzer's whole joke. Like, sure, and I've had the rye crackers in Rye, New York.
Actually, the rye crackers in Rye, New York, at the Playland. You were playing.
Playland.
I'll drink to that. What are we drinking here?
I've been to Rye Playland, but on a quick tangent, I'm still, for the many, many, many things, this is why I have to see a shrink. The last Jew, I was the last Jew to have a therapist in New York, but my parents never brought me to Palisades Park. When I was a kid.
You didn't have fun. You didn't come on over. You were over there. You'll have fun, so come on over. It swings all day and after dark.
Yeah,
Mikey.
That's right.
That's
in
what
Palisades
they said.
Park. And I always wanted to go to Palisades Park. There used to be ads for it in Batman comic books that I bought.
Yes.
Like DC comic books, there'd be like this little thing you can cut out from the back page.
Yeah, and if you saved like
15 cents.
50 of them, you'd get in the pool or something.
Well, it was only 15 cents to
you'd
ride
have
the
fun.
Roller coaster.
You'd
back
get
then.
Cool in the waves in the pool. You'll have fun, so come on over.
Was that the song that Chuck Barris wrote?
No.
Park? Which was the one that he wrote?
He wrote,
"Last night I took a walk in the dark. I took a place down to Palisades Park." Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Palisades Park.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Chuck Barris, man. He made a pretty penny on
it.
I did go to Palisades Park. There you go. I love that.
Dave's on it today.
Oh,
all right.
Mercy.
Let's hear it for Dave the Engineer, who's back today.
So I went to Palisades Park. I went with two sisters, a blonde and a brunette.
You mean like nuns?
They were the two sisters. And the blonde got sick on the tilt-a-whirl and puked all over the place.
Oh, I've seen
so
someone get
I
sick on
I wound up dating the brunette.
And
that's how it happened.
I've seen someone get sick on a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, it's really it's
like spin art.
Yeah, exactly, spin art.
They still do that? They still have like street fairs where kids do spin art? Or is that too like primitive?
I didn't go to the Giglio this year, so I don't know if they had my...
Well, I'm on my way to Barcelona. I'm after Canada.
They do it there.
I'm going to Barcelona, and I'm going to the Fiesta de la Gracia. Do you know this? This is like where they decorate the streets in the neighborhood, a barrio known as La Gracia, and they decorate the streets. It's very competitive.
Yes.
And each one has a theme. It might be Roman wrestlers. It might be caves where they do these like paper mache bats everywhere.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. This is like one of the
That's
great.
That's very nice. If you're wandering around to the edge of the Barrio Gótico. Mm-hmm. There on the
that's
edge
where,
of
that's
it,
where I'll be
there
crashing.
Is a semi hipster restaurant that's actually great called Bosco.
I'm a semi hipster, so I'll fit right in.
Yeah. It was very good. You're gonna love it. Go to Bosco.
All right,
Hey, that's...
You know, that's the rule. Like, never do the full kipster.
No.
Isn't...
No, go full hipster, please. Yeah. Partial.
You never get the Academy Award if you do the full hipster.
That's right. Yeah. Partial right. hipsterization. This is Booker's, what is this, bourbon or something?
Yeah, it's bourbon. It's what we drink in the Church of Sharky.
Ah, Sharky the Count.
All right, courtesy
you,
of the Heritage Radio Network.
Courtesy of Heritage.
Well, we've drank them out of house and studio, so they're throwing us back on the street.
I tell you, this goes down good early in a Sunday afternoon. But also some gospel would be nice. You've got me intrigued.
All right, let's go to church. Well, this train is bound for glory, baby, this train. This train is bound for glory, baby, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't take nothing but the righteous and the holy, baby. This train ain't, oh baby, this train. Well, this train, yeah, takes no gamblers. This train, Lord. This train, yeah, takes no gamblers. This train. This train don't take no gamblers. No crap shooters, no midnight ramblers. This train, oh baby, this train.
Get on board.
Well, this train is bound for glory, baby. This train, Lord. This train is bound for glory, baby. This train. This train is bound for glory. Don't take nothing but the righteous and the holy, baby. This train, oh baby, this train, oh! It's a clean train, I said, this train, Lord, this train, it's a clean train, this train, this train, it's a clean train, everybody by the love of Jesus' name, yeah, this train, hey, oh, baby, this train, yeah, well, this train, yeah, it took my mother, this train, Lord, this train, yeah, it took my mother, baby, this train. Well, this train, yeah, took my mother. It's gonna take my sister and my brother, baby. This train, oh, baby, this train. Hey, well, this train is bound for glory, baby. This train, yeah, this train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. But don't take nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, oh, this train. This train, oh baby, this train. This train, oh, this train. Yeah, I'm feeling it, dude.
I'm feeling it now, too.
Yeah, that Fuller's bourbon is.
I'm feeling the bourbon.
Oh, good. All right, you're back. Because I worry, Pete, you've been having the summertime blues.
I've been having this. You know, it's been, you know, it's the summer, but you know what? It's been very nice, actually. I'm looking out here, though. I see him.
Dude.
Uh-oh.
Dude, tell me about the girl with the red dress on.
She's gone, baby. She's gone.
She's real gone.
She is gone. But,
dude, she could do the boogaloo all night long, that girl.
Oh. I don't know. Look.
Listen, I liked when you took one look at her and said, you know, I'm not shocked. I've been to art school.
I was at art school. We had life drawing class. So, you know, I've seen it all. It's real. That's true.
That's an education.
It's an education. Listen, I'm looking out here now, and although, you know, we've gone totally green here at Heritage Radio. We are totally solar powered at this point. And, but I'm seeing this, I'm seeing some straws, Mikey. I'm seeing
some plastic straws are on the way out.
But I'm seeing some plastic straws here. Okay, there's two of them. Right. Mike, you and I should rush out there right now and grab those right out of the drinks. There's a little...
And then just grab them and
rush out. Because there's a girl there. She looks like she's about 4 years old.
And she's destroying the environment.
She is. Well, actually, she's definitely not helping it. And then her father, who should be more conscious of these things, is having his Bloody Mary.
That thing with the tattoos? That's her father?
Yeah, a Bloody Mary. And he's got like a chewed up plastic straw in it. Like, why does he have?
Let me ask you something. Back in the day, now that we're all grown up, like Paul said.
We're near the end.
As Paul said to the Corinthians, when I was a child, I spoke of childish things.
Yes.
You know, I played with childish things. Mm-hmm. I snorted childish drugs. That's what Paul said to the Corinthians.
Now that
we're men and we've put aside these childish things, I think we can speak openly.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing to snort cocaine through? I will tell you what mine is. $100 bill with no question about it. American money, $100 bill was my favorite thing. Second
Classy.
Only to the 1,000 peseta note.
That I was okay. You beat me to it. In fact, okay. I hate to look. If
a talego, as it was known in the argot of the time.
This is all hypothetical. Okay, I wasn't that I had ever done it.
Mr. Studio 54.
If I would have done it, it would have been the 1,000 peseta note.
Hopefully, if I were to have done it, use the subjunctive.
If I was to be tempted to do such a thing.
If you were, the subjunctive, not the past tense, because we're past tense.
Right.
We live in bungalows now.
Right. But however, and if I was in a city, let's say like, if I was in a nightclub La Playa in the city of Vigo.
Or La Coruña, for example.
Right, where they were loading this stuff right off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was playing at a club, let's say, where the head... importer.
If you were.
Yeah, if the head importer.
Happened to be.
Right, and if I was his guest at probably the best dinner I ever had in my life.
If this of were Galician, to have happened.
Galician seafood.
Nothing better than Vigo or the... They don't even have time to step on the cocaine.
Oh, man. It was... You kid. Anyway, I would say it would have to have been I sadly, at this point, missed 1,000% of no.
It was the best.
Right.
It was the best thing to snort cocaine through. Off of an American passport.
Off of an American,
just to make it more international.
I tell you, though.
I mean, if I were to do, yes, yes.
You know,
if I were to have engaged.
Now that the World Cup is over, Mikey, you know, it was very exciting. Everyone over in Europe was like, oh, they want the French to win because the French said, if we win the cup, everyone's getting free wine, right? Then the Germans.
They said that?
Yeah. And then the Germans said, no, we're going to win this cup. It's going to be free beer for everybody, right? But that's why everybody.
All right, all right.
Mikey, that's why everybody was pulling for the Colombians. Hey, no one gets
well,
that.
Well, I like my gin. Well, like cocaine, it's a goddamn sin. And I said, hey, hey, take a whiff on me. All right. Hey, you're going to teach me a new song today.
You know what? It's about time you learned a new song.
Yeah, it is about. Everyone says so.
Listen, this song is inspired by being right here because finally, that it's almost the last show.
The next to the last show.
I feel comfortable finally. You know, it's taken me to this age to feel comfortable going into a bar.
I feel that you've grown into your role here on Arts and Teachers. It's too bad that by popular demand we're ending the show.
Everybody loves us. Everybody loves us here.
Everybody.
Everybody says so.
Right. Thank you, David. Our engineer. It's good. Where were you, Dave? Were you in reform school for the past few months?
Yeah, I was living in a monastery in the Upper West Side.
Upper West Side.
Just finding myself.
You're in a retreat.
Yeah, I guess you could say a retreat.
He was on a kibbutz so he could learn how to identify better with his Jewish girlfriend.
Dave, how did you find yourself this morning?
You know,
you pulled back the blankets and
there you were, right? Pulled the covers over.
There you were.
Yeah, there I was.
Listen,
Dave, did you take a shower this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Is there one missing?
Oh. Ooh.
Anyway, this is called the cozy pub.
All right,
blues.
Well, how do I play?
It's got a little swing.
What key would you like?
Oh, listen, I'm going to challenge you.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to challenge you. Let's try an exotic key like E.
Okay, but for Reelsville, tell me what you want. E?
Yeah.
You want a little blues shuffle?
Swinging, baby, jaunty.
How's that? The tempo? Is that working for you?
Let me think. Let me see.
No, wait. No. No thinking.
Let's do it.
Is this going to be arts?
That was my lead-in, baby.
Is this going to be arts or is this going to be seizures?
It's going to be a little bit of both.
All right. So a little blue
shot. Always lead more seizures.
How's that working for you?
Let me think about this. I went a rambling last night. I didn't have a destination. Last night I rambled about. I had to find a new location. I had to find a new place where they didn't know my deputation. I found a cozy pub, never was there before. I found a cozy pub I didn't know was there before. I took just one drink, I had to stay and drink some more. Cause I saw this chick perched on the edge of a stool. Well, I saw this chick, I edged over to her stool. I said, do you come here a lot? This cozy pub sure is cool. Now let me tell you, she had brown slow eyes, long dark raven hair. She had brown slow eyes, long dark raven hair. She said, hey, big boy, I ain't seen you around here. Well, I bought her a round, and another round, and another round. And I turned around, man, that chick was gone. I'm going back tonight. I'm going back to find love in that cozy pub.
You heard it first, baby.
I can't believe that.
Cozy pub blues.
That's how the magic happens. It's like the scene in every great like biopic of like Johnny Cash or Ray Charles. It's like, hey, here's one. I call it the mess around. And within 5 minutes, it's like, it's happening. It's down. Johnny Cash. Here's one. Like,
yeah. I'll hear that train
and
that's it. Coming.
Like, yeah, he comes in with a riff. And within 5 minutes, they're on tour playing it. I love that scene. Every biopic of every rock star. Like the way the Doors wrote Light My Fire in that masterpiece of crap.
Well, it's a pretty good song if you edit it down.
Oh, I was talking about the song. I was talking about the movie.
Oh, the movie's horrible. Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah. He wasn't even good as Batman, which requires a mask. You know what would have been good? If Batman sang for the Doors.
Adam West, though.
As if Adam West, the singer of the Doors, yeah. Adam West should have played Jim Morrison.
He should.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah, I think so. Either that or Paul Lynn.
Paul
Lynn.
So what was that song called?
That was called Cozy Pub Blues.
I thought it was great. I thought you wanted me to hang on the either for a moment while you told the story. So.
Oh, no. That's right. Okay. We'll live and learn.
I think maybe we'll talk
the same
about
thing.
It.
Same thing.
Maybe,
you know.
You never know. By show number 251, maybe I'll come up with a bridge. Oh wait. Let's have more of this
bridge to nowhere. Yeah. Let's have a little.
All right. Cheers. Cheers, Dave, the engineer, Heritage Radio, all our friends in Arts and Seizures who've kept us
around
rocking and rolling for 250 episodes.
Got me drinking.
That's more than 40 shows a year for 6 years. That's a lot of radio, Daddy-O.
That's a lot of gray hair on my head, I tell you. I would say the same for you, Mike.
Yeah, well, that ship has sailed. The horse has left the barn.
You know what? I like it, though. I like you're in a musical mood today, Mike.
Well, you know, I'm feeling a little cathartic, you know, it's the next to the last show. Next week, I will be deep in the woods, and we're going to roll the Lost Mr. Airplane Man tapes, which we really had to dig deep
into. Direct from Canada. It's being beamed to you from cottage country.
Well, I will be eating the cottage.
Cottage cheese.
You know,
try it, really.
You know, actually, I hate cottage cheese.
You're going to the wrong place.
It's so gross. You know what cottage cheese is like? It's like Fremunda cheese.
Ooh,
it's like so yuck.
It is pretty yuck. It's never passed my lips.
It's milk that's gone bad. Which is basically, I guess.
Any cheese, but you're going to love it up there. I really recommend the Canadian whiskey.
Whiskey, you say?
Try that, Canadian.
I'm thinking the beer. I think it's the beer.
I grew up with that Seagram's whiskey.
There you go.
It stunted your growth, son.
And I recommend a Molson's Canadian.
I like Molson's beer. When I was growing up, it was Molson, like as a young burnout listening to Black Sabbath in the woods.
Yeah.
It was Molson Golden Ale was the thing.
Oh, yes, the Molson.
And people would actually, you'd actually like, you could see like written in marker in the men's room of my junior high school, it said Molson and Bones. Right, like smoking bones and drinking Molson. Molson and Bones.
I thought it was
Like the rallying cry.
Star Trek.
Rallying cry for the nascent burnout listening to Black Sabbath in the woods.
Black Sabbath. Dum, bum, bum. What is this I see? Oh, no. Right, he goes, is that Ozzy? Is he going, no.
Yeah. Is that Ozzy?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Ozzy?
I don't know.
man. Okay. It's probably too late to get a new co-host at this point. Episode 248. Is that Ozzy?
David, please. This is you know what? I know we have some listeners in Noumea, New Caledonia in the South Pacific.
New Caledonia? Groucho do a New Caledonia song?
New Caledonia. That's James Brown's version is very good. New Caledonia.
Oh, well, Caledonia.
What makes your big head so hard? You know, my mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. There must be something wrong with that woman. Ah, well, I'm going down to see her one more time. That's a bird, right? He's going, yeah, go down and see her, right? Here we go. Oh, Caledonia.
Caledonia!
What makes your big head so hard? Song in our hearts.
I want to do
music on our lips.
Let's, you know,
what?
I want to do a slow song.
What do you want to do?
I want you to sing a slow song. I want you to seduce Dave with your dulcet tones and pick a ballad for
you know
us.
What? I feel sad.
From the Sharky and the Count songbook. Pick
a
ballad.
You know what? I feel sad now. But you know what? I've learned something after doing all these shows.
I've
learned something. People around the world are listening. You know? That's why I didn't want to say anything in private. That's why I'm not staying with you anymore. Oh. It's those bed bugs. But I'm not going to... No, we're not... Now that we're on the radio, I can tell you. But the thing is...
Yeah, yeah. Something I didn't want to tell you in private. I'd rather air
public. What are we doing? Is it an E?
Yeah.
Why not?
Rick Benton.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on. Till you reach the end of the line. But I know you're gonna pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything that I had, you laughed. Ha! You call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must surely come down. I know that one day you'll wake up and you'll find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
Oh man! I don't think we can.
You turned Dave into a puddle.
I don't.
He's just dripping 40 weight in the floor there in the booth.
I don't think we can leave him that way.
All right. Listen, 248. We got two more shows to go. There's one thing I learned, Pete. If
what?
There's one takeaway from all this rock and roll, all
what
this noise, I'll tell you what it is, baby. You know,
Roberta's pizza is
I've
very
seen
good.
Him come and I've seen him go.
Where's my pizza?
All right.
Well, united we stand, divided we fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the board, get together.
Come on,
let's work together. Now, people, here together we'll stand. Every boy and woman and man in our land. Now, go trouble, as they sometimes do when the world can travel. Seems all uphill, let's work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, and together we'll stand. Boy and girl, man and man in the land. I want to tell you something else. Make someone happy. Make someone smile. Let's get together. Make your life worthwhile. Work together.
Come on,
let's work together. Now, people, and together we'll stand. Every boy, girl, woman, man in the land.
Mikey, play a guitar for the people. I like what I'm hearing.
Woo! Baby. Oh, yeah. I'm going to sip this bourbon right now. Play some more.
The little girl's dancing. That makes me happy. Let me try something else now.
2 or 3 minutes, 2 or 3 hours. What do they mean in this long life of ours? Let's work together.
Come on, let's work together.
Now, people, and together we'll stand. Every boy, a girl, woman, and man in our land. All right. Let's work together. Come on, Mikey, help me.
Let's work together.
Come on, let's work together. Come on, she's dancing. Come on, together. Now, people, and every little girl, that little girl's dancing. She's dancing in Roberta's. Yeah. Arts and seizures. I'm going to miss
you. All right. Two more to go, Bennett.
I'm going to miss you so. Woo! Where's the pizza?
Shows.
Bring on the
fastest half hour.
Bring on the
radio,
pizza.
On the internet. Thanks to Dave Grohl Labs. Thanks to everybody at the Heritage Radio Network. Thanks to Roberta's Pizza, of course, and all our listeners from coast to coast and across the sea. Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
Don't forget, August 12th, big party right here at the Garden of Roberta's.
Am I invited?
This is going to be a garden party to make Ricky Nelson roll over in plots.
Ta-da, ta-da.
Cha-cha-cha. Ta-da.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.